It's time for your morning pep talk with Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr.
Hey.
Good morning, Stephanie.
How are you?
It's time for an update from Emerald Coast Coins. I really want to know what's been going on. Do y'all have anything fun for 4th of July? Happy 4th of July.
Yeah, happy 4th of July. We have lots of silver and gold in the store. We have lots of silver. It's been coming and going quickly, as per usual.
Okay. Know. Well, so the last time that we talked, it was like silver, you couldn't even like hold it down.
Yeah, and that's kind of still like, you know, the same deal right now, but so I keep telling everybody, you like, get it while you can.
So then, okay, so I'm trying to look at,
but wait, time out. Da-na-na-na-na-na, they say it's your birthday.
Da-na-na-na-na-na, it is.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Okay. I'm really excited to celebrate with you.
Yes.
And with you, if you're just tuning in, I'm Jenna Barr. This is your Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Our phones are open. You can call.
I was like, oh no, they're, I got calling. Trouble. I heard a sound.
The phones are already ringing.
Right.
So if you have a question or you want to send us a text, it can be about gold, silver, bullion coins. I
yes,
don't care.
Whatever. Come metal on. Detecting, even though I don't really know a lot, we can wing it. I'm
yes.
great at that.
Oh, I don't know if I have pictures. Well, I don't have any like posts right now, but I have, we went to the beach and we, every single time.
Yes.
What do you think we've been taking?
Your scoop.
My scooper.
Your handy-dandy
oh,
scoop.
Oh, it's so cool. And I find a lot of seashells, and I like to skip like those big chunks of the sand dollars.
Yes.
So finding those are fun for me so I can practice skipping. But the whole sand dollars are my kids' specialties.
Oh,
and
my
so
gosh.
That thing is a... It's so cool. It's so easy to use.
Yes.
And it's so sturdy. And so if you don't know what we're talking about, you know when you go to the beach and you kind of... You want to... do your seashell hunting. Oh, I had what is it called, glass, this
the sea glass.
See, I found some sea glass,
dude. That's like kind of rare here because that's more of like a northern thing, I think.
That's what I thought. So yeah, I have that.
Yeah,
I have that. And I was shocked too when I found it, and we went on a yellow flag day. But if you've ever gone to the beach, right, and you see people out there with metal detectors, and you're kind of wondering like, you know, what are they doing, what are you doing, they're looking for treasure.
Exactly.
And it could be something different for each person. Like
yeah.
whatever your treasure is might not be the same as mine. However, you can appreciate something fun that you find.
Exactly.
Well, for years we were using a dinky, like, you know, Dollar Tree butterfly net.
I was about to say the kids' butter. Yep, because
yes.
we lived off of those too.
But, I mean, what are you going to do? They snap every year. We bought a new one.
It's a dollar.
But this one, so sturdy. And you can find one at Emerald Coast Coins.
Yeah.
It just spices up your beach day.
It really does. Everybody loves them. I had a guy come in yesterday and buy another one because, you know, it's that time of year. Everybody's wanting to go to the beach. The three-mile, whatever it's called now, the three-mile bridge back open.
It's got like six names at
yes.
this point. I see it. Google Maps identifies, right? So we have to go by its identity. It identifies it as Pensacola Bay Bridge.
Okay.
So sure.
Sure.
The PBB.
There you go. We'll go with it.
Peanut butter bridge. Hey, this is Jenna Barr hanging out with Stephanie Dodson from Emerald Coast Coins.
Yes.
The phone lines and text lines are open, 850-437-1620. Oh, here we go. So what is new? Oh, gold. Gold is up.
Gold is up.
Why?
I think a smidge. People, I think it's not up a whole lot. It's just up a smidge. Hey,
okay.
1776, that's up a little bit.
Yeah, it is.
Good number.
That is very patriotic
yeah,
of
right?
gold.
Good little number.
They
good
knew
job,
that.
Gold. Good job.
And then silver looks like it's down a little bit.
It's down. It's been staying steady right around that $26 mark. They've been pretty steady. So gold's up a little bit, but that's still kind of a steady number for the gold recently. I think everything my own, my opinion, I don't know because I'm not a financial person, so I don't know how the markets push it. How, anyway, I think everything's just getting ready for the new Silver Eagles should be coming out in about a week or so.
Right. And don't they come out around this time?
Yes.
Okay.
So they'll have a new reverse on them. A brand new reverse is going to be the new reverse from here on out, and we should have them hopefully within the next few weeks.
Wow.
So be looking for those in our store. We have a coin show coming up the first weekend in August. So the 7th and 8th in August in Milton at the Auditorium out in Milton. I have that posted on our Facebook page, so definitely check us out there. We should have some there.
Oh, cool.
It's so exciting. I have pictures up on our Facebook page, like I said. I'm just excited. They're just a new design.
Yeah. Will they come in like a packet, like a little cover?
You can
cover?
Get like a tube. So you can get them like in a tube or individually. It's going to be exciting. Everybody's so excited that I guess that they're changing the back of the Silver Eagles and the Gold Eagles. I know we have some probably on order. I don't know when those are coming in. You'll have to call and talk to Dad or my brother.
Okay.
Greg.
His name is Greg. If you call him something else, he might respond, but it is Greg.
Yes. Pain to me to say that, but that's what it is.
It's hard. I know. I was like, are you okay over
yes.
there? Okay. So, hey, I have a question. Just looking at, so if you go to EmeraldCoastCoins.com, one of
yes.
the best things is you first get there, you see what they buy, what they sell, how you can trade. And they have everything, also where they're located, their hours. But when you scroll down, just scroll down a little bit, yeah, you get to kind of follow along gold, silver, platinum,
yes.
palladium. Okay, so here I am stumped, and I've always been hesitant to ask because I don't want to sound like I don't know. What is rhodium?
That's another metal thing. I don't know what that is either.
Rhodium. Oh, Google is going to be our friend. So, rhodium. If
Let's
you know,
see.
Please let us know.
It's a bajillion dollars.
What?
No, it's $19,000. I want to say they use that. I think my brother from another mother said they use that like computers and stuff. I think that's what he said.
It's a bajillion dollars. Okay, it's
like
the chemical element of... No, stop. Now it's telling me things that I'm just not going to... Hard, silvery, white metal.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's in association with platinum. Okay, I'm following. I see it kind of looks very similar to palladium, but a little bit more, it's darker.
Is that the one?
Is that it? R-H-O-D-I-U-M. Do you have rhodium?
No.
In your house? Well, okay, so no rhodium.
Is that the one that they plate the... Gold. You're asking me way wrong questions this morning, girlfriend.
Look at that. I am really like choo-choo coming out the gate.
Dad's going to be like, what are they doing? This is what happens when I don't come to the show.
Yeah, see?
Time out, girls. Time out.
I even told you. I told them you were going to be here, Steve. So if you're listening, you have failed us. Well, it's unique. So I always thought that palladium was super sturdy, too. And like
yes.
it kind of is a little bit more resilient than even gold. Is that false?
That part I couldn't tell you.
Hmm.
I want to say rhodium, like you can get like gold plated rhodium, like it'll be like it'll make it the white color for like, because gold is gold, like gold is yellow no matter what, and so like it'll make the white gold make gold look white. I believe that's what it does too.
Whoa, you just blew my mind. I, you know what I actually like? So then tell me, with rose gold, like, how do they make it rose looking?
Magic.
Magic, right? Because...
That's my answer to everything.
It is. Well, I wonder, like, is it fake or not? And y'all can tell when people bring stuff in.
Yes, we have multiple ways to test the gold to see if it's real or fake. We have what we call a scratch test, where we have a soft stone that we test it on, and ask that we put on the stone, not on the jewelry, to test to see what carat it is and if it's real or not real. And then we can weigh it and tell you like how much it would cost based on the weight.
What did you do? Okay, so... It's 10:15 here at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Somebody just said rose gold is a combination of pure gold and copper.
They're so smart.
See, thank you. And I like when our listeners correct us and know things.
I like it. Yeah, I like to learn.
So
We are
my
a learning
thing
store.
Is, though, like, as we go further into history, are we going to, like, ever move into that world of, like, making coins and things out of, like, rose gold? And
no.
No. You don't think we'll ever go that direction, that far, that
I don't
crazy?
Think, no. Not the U.S. Mint, no. Other, like, off-the-wall mints, there's no telling. They make all kinds of weird things.
We're pretty tight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty solid.
All right. Okay, that's good to know. And I also, I mean, I always like these questions because, like, have you had somebody come in and they're like, this is a family heirloom and it's been in our family for centuries and I pried it off of, you know, my grandmother's hand. And then you, like, put it under the scope and you do the test. You're like, bro, this is, you know, from the gumball machine.
Yeah, I've had that happen.
That is so crazy to me.
It's great.
Not.
No.
Well, because then you wonder, like, was this all a lie? Was this entire thing a lie?
Yeah. Well, this was passed down, and how do you know it's not real? And I can point it out to them, and they still don't always believe me, but, you know, it is what it is. Like, it is what it is. You know, I can only tell them what I know, and I can point out the, you know, the factors to show them that it's real or not real. Google is not the know-all, tell-all. You know, the YouTube videos are not the know-all, tell-all. I have my numismatic knowledge, or my, you know, knowledge of doing this for 11 years.
Wow. Yeah.
So,
and that's the other great thing about going to Emerald Coast Coins.
Yes.
You have the experience and the knowledge and the equipment there.
Exactly.
To be able to tell. Okay, so 4th of July coming up. Also, Escambia County's bicentennial is happening.
Yes.
Right, so we've talked about things that we put in the time capsule. Y'all thinking about, you know, letting loose of one of those
Dad talked about it.
Eagles.
Dad talked about it.
I'm just saying.
I know.
Just putting it out there. Also, do you know this? What was the first coin ever made in America?
I know what the first coin? My brother would know.
See, we need to just have we need
well,
to
we
have
keep
him.
Talking about him coming on here. We just haven't worked in.
Well, we have to go and, like, tie him up and bring him over.
Yes. Could you imagine us two? Oh my god,
they would. Yeah, what is that movie with the two crazy ladies? So the first coin minted under the act, and I'm not really understanding what act that was, so if you know, 850-437-1620. So if apparently the first official coin of the United States was the half dime. Isn't that a nickel?
Half dime. It was made of silver.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So now, like, are there still...
Because nickels are nickel.
Okay, so nickels are nickels. So then a half dime, what are they... Are they any different from,
they're
like...
They're teeny tiny. They're like a... They're pretty small. And nifty... I'm trying to think of what years they were, too. I wouldn't... I guess
1792? Oh, this is so cool. All right, let's do fun facts.
Oh, my goodness.
I love this. Okay, so apparently the first half-dime coins were minted from Martha Washington's silverware.
That's so cool.
I'm finding this, like, all these fun things. Like, I love history, especially, like, here in America, we have so much history, and there's sometimes, you know, people will challenge you with it, and that's fine.
Yes.
But the best thing is that we get to celebrate how far we've come and how we're still free.
Yeah.
And how far money has come as well. Like, to go from what, you know,
little half dimes,
a spoon half dime, right?
Yep.
Like, here, I'll pay you with my spoon, to now we've got bitcoins and whatever else is
Willy
out
Wonka
there.
Wonka money, that's what I like to call bitcoin.
Right. Or monopoly money.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, we've come so far when it comes to history. So what is your favorite, like, when you think of, like, American history and money, what's your favorite, like, time period
for money?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll say my favorite money is probably, like, just the Morgan dollar in general, just because I don't really have a favorite time period for America, but my favorite money is the Morgan dollar and the peace dollars, just because they were cool, and that was back during the cowboy times, and that's just a, you know, I think of Tombstone. Every time I talk about money,
yeah,
those are the ones I go to, cowboy money.
So peace dollar. Okay, let's describe. What does that look like?
So a peace dollar, she looks like she has sun rays coming out of her hair.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
And in the movie Tombstone, Wyatt Earp is holding the peace dollar his hand at the table when the cowboys come up to him and they're trying to be sassy with him. And he sits it down on the table and puts his hand under the table when he's going to grab his gun in case they get too sassy and he wants to shoot them. So that's like when I describe it to people. Like, I didn't think about any of this kind of stuff until I started working with Dad. And now, like, I see all the money stuff in the movies. Like, Titanic, you know, when she asked Jack to draw her, she hands him a barber dime, a 1912 barber dime, which is the year the Titanic sank.
Right.
So she hands him a dime.
I don't even remember her handing him money.
She said she's going to pay him.
Oh, my goodness. All this stuff. So you saw that, and now you know what that is.
Now it sticks in my brain forever.
Do you have any other ones like that you see and you're like, I know what that is?
Cuba Gooding Jr. in, I want to say, Pearl Harbor, when they're like having the little fights on the ship, he's got a $5 Hawaii note in his hand. So, whoa, like, yep, all these little things stick in my head.
Okay, so what is a Hawaii note?
So the Hawaii notes are when the U.S. was worried that Japan was going to occupy Hawaii, they stamped Hawaii on the back of the note. So if it happened, they could devalue those notes and say the dollars were no longer usable.
Oh, well played.
Yeah.
That was very well played. A little bit like, okay, well, if something happens, hang out to dry.
There you go. Good to go. So, yep, those $5 Hawaii notes.
That is too cool. Do you have any in the store?
Yeah, we have some Hawaii notes in the store.
No way. What does that run for somebody to collect? I love Hawaii.
The $5 ones, I don't know. Like, the $1 we have are like, they could be like 20 or 35 bucks.
Oh, okay. Not bad.
Mm-mm.
Not bad for a collection. I like that.
They're pretty cool.
That is too cool. Also, Pearl Harbor, one of the best movies.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, how could you not cry every time you watch that movie? And, of course, Cuba Gooding Jr. is in it. So why would you not want to watch that movie?
Hello.
Hello. And also, hello to you, 1022, here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. We still have some time left. I'm having a little bit of a freeze on my mouse here, so just give me one second.
Oh, good.
But I kind of want to know, because I just heard somebody say, it's the middle of summer. I'm like, wait, is it already, please? Like,
July 1st.
It is July 1st. And so September, sometimes we have coin shows, right? It's right around September. There's like usually a collector show.
So that's the show we're having August 7th and 8th.
Oh, so it's happening in August.
August, yes.
August. So yes. It's
And it'll be on our Facebook page. Yes, a month away. We're so excited because last year it was canceled by Santa Rosa County. But so it's Pensacola Numismatic coin show. And but we're having it in Santa Rosa County at the their little auditorium right there off of Avalon Boulevard.
Yes.
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 Okay. It's posted on our Facebook page. It's gonna be so much fun. We're so excited to just get back out there and get together with everybody and have all of the coin dealers get together and have a good old time. And it's going to be so much fun. And I know one of our little Boy Scout troops usually comes out there and cooks up food for us, which is also amazing.
Precious. So what's something that, like, if I were to go to the show, I could expect there? Other than, of course, adorable kids cooking me food.
Yes. Lots of interesting coins from all, you know, we bring pretty much the whole store out there, I feel like.
Do you really?
I feel like awesome. We do. Totally feel like we do. Lots of just little knick-knacky things. Again, more education. I want to say there's probably going to be 10 to 12 dealers out there, so it'll be just a wide variety of things.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes.
So are people going to be able to purchase?
Yeah, oh, yes, totally. There? Purchase and sell. Okay. So sorry.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. No, that's
purchase
great.
Purchase and sell.
So a collector.
Collectors.
Y'all see people come from all over the panhandle in Alabama.
Yes.
This is a pretty big event. Do you think that like you're prepared enough? Because like
I think so. I think it'll be bigger this year than it has been in the past because it's been so long since we've been able to do this kind of thing. So everybody's just itching to get back out there and do it. So
right? They've got like the money burning a hole in their pocket.
Oh my
gosh. Their palms
gosh.
Are itchy. They're just ready to get their hands on a collectible.
Yes. That and all the like Reddit silver buyer kids, you know, everybody's pushing all that kind of stuff, so it's out there right now.
Right. They read it. Okay, anyway, so hey, I've seen these really cool coins just because, you know, with America and we celebrate our independence, right? And a lot of it also we've experienced loss through that. People who have served, they yes. lost their lives serving our country, not just during the entire like history, but even right now we have people who serve.
Yes.
And so I saw this thing. Oh, my just be patient with me. I saw this thing. Here we go. Now it's working. That is called Fallen and Yet Not Forgotten. And they make coins. I'm not sure if you've seen this or heard of it. So they make coins for veterans or for families.
Cool.
Okay. So they make these coins and pretty much they engrave, like if they served in the Army or the Navy or the Marines, or if they're older and they, you know, retired, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is like a birthday gift. So they put like, thank you for your service. And then they have like whatever their symbol is. And then on the back, they have like a letter. Have you seen these?
I have not seen those.
I mean, that's still a coin because it's in the shape of a coin. It's double-sided. They say they're handmade, but yeah, they're like pretty unique. Like you can even get, all of the pins that they have earned.
That's pretty cool. Probably expensive, but pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't see a price. I think they're doing that on purpose.
Yeah,
but they're like, you know, for 4th of July, like Independence Day, Memorial Day, or birthdays, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is something special you can do for someone, or you can give to like a loved one in right. memory. I thought that's pretty cool.
That is so cool. That is super cool. There, the Mint did come out with, and I think they're working on also some other commemorative coins that they have that are like veterans coins, like U.S. Marshall coins, Korean War. I want to say they have a Navy and Army coin that they've come out with. So there's definitely coins that you can look at too from the U.S. Mint that they have come out with. Not personalized, however.
Right.
But super awesome.
Okay, that's excellent. Wait, where do we go to look at those?
U.S. Mint.
The U.S.
Maybe
US Mint.
The USMint.gov. They might not show them on their website, but there's the book that you can get in our store, other places you can Google and look. I know. Like the library might have one that you could just borrow called the Red Book.
Oh, very cool.
I wonder if the library would have one. It's called the Red Book.
Okay.
They might not have, you don't need a current year, you know, because they make them every year. You don't need a current year one. And it'll just show you all the coins that they make every year, and it'll show all the commemorative coins too.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
That is, oh, do y'all have a Red Book in the shop?
Yep. It's called the Red Book, and it just tells you like retail prices of coins, which is just something, you know, don't worry about the retail prices of coins. It's more of an informational book to show you what kind of coins we've minted throughout the history of America and what kind of coins, like if you're looking to get into coins, what coins you might be interested in.
Ooh.
And the commemorative coins that I was just talking about. So that's something.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so I found one. It's okay, it's a bit of a mouthful. So catalog, catalog.usmint.gov/curated, and it'll take you to like obviously the United States Mint website, and then it says a salute to our nation's military. So I like that. And
yes,
they're very cool, I have to say.
Yes.
This one is the 65th Infantry
yes.
Regiment. That's neat. I mean, and we're thinking about, you know, gifts or just commemorating. That'd be cool to have like a coin made for Escambia County.
That would be cool. And you can definitely, oh my gosh, stop. There are places out there that can make coins. You just have to definitely take into account that having anything made, upfront money is definitely always expensive.
Right. I'm just saying.
Yes, but it would
be
awesome.
Really neat to have to commemorate 2021.
They should do
200th
it.
Anniversary, bicentennial.
Of course, when I say expensive, I automatically think silver too. Like I go straight to paying silver price for anything. You don't have to get it made in silver or gold.
That's true. Right. No, that's true. You can start, we can work our way up to the cost. That's fine.
Oh,
Man, we just flew by with that, didn't we?
We just flew by, but
1811 Creighton Road, 850-473-1515. Come see me.